Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the New York Mets and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the center fielder, Lenny Dykstra. Batting second, the second baseman, Wally Backman. Batting third, the first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth, the catcher, Gary Carter. Batting fifth, the right fielder, Daryl Strawberry. Batting sixth, the left fielder, George Foster. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Ray Knight. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Rafael Santana. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Dwight Gooden. Pitching for the New York Mets, Dwight Gooden. For the Atlanta Braves, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting second, the shortstop, Rafael Ramirez. Batting third, the center fielder, Dale Murphy. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Bob Horner. Batting fifth, the left fielder, Terry Harper. Batting sixth, the third baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting seventh, the catcher, Rick Cerrone. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Rick Mahler. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Rick Mahler. And now, play ball. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahler fires to first and picks off Backman. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Hernandez reaches second base with a double. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. It's 1-0, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carter moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster takes first base on ball four. Carter moves to third. Strawberry moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets 1, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dykstra, who is chasing the ball. Washington reaches third base with a triple. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington scores. One out. It's Mets, 1, Braves, 1. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to second. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper strikes out. Two outs. Ken Obergfell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergfell takes first base on ball 4. Murphy moves to third. Horner moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Gooden covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets won, and the Braves won. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dwight Gooden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gooden strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0 for 1 in the game. Dykstra hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets won, and the Braves won. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Santana scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rick Mahler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahler strikes out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets won, and the Braves won. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Carter takes first base on ball 4. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Foster takes first base on ball 4. Carter moves to third. Strawberry moves to second. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 1 in the game. Knight hits a line drive into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets won, and the Braves won. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Murphy strikes out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Horner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Roger McDowell now pitching. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 0 for 1 in the game. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Horner moves to second. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Obergefell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dykstra. Obergefell reaches second base with a double. Horner scores. Harper goes all the way around to score. It's 3-1, Braves. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 1 in the game. Cerrone strikes out. Two outs. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-1 in the game. Hubbard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McDowell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Braves 3, and the Mets 1. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 0-for-1 in the game. Santana hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle pinch hits for Roger McDowell. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 0-for-2 in the game. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santana moves to second. Jeff Dedman now pitching. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Santana scores. Dykstra moves to third. It's 3-2, Braves. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Hernandez hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Washington, who is chasing the ball. Hernandez reaches third base with a triple. Dykstra scores. Backman goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hernandez scores. It's 5-3, Mets. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Horner scoops it up and throws to first, with Dedman covering, for the out. Carter moves to second. Two outs. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-0 in the game. With two walks. Foster hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Terry Leach now pitching. Jeff Dedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dedman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 3. The Mets will come to bat. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-2 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez misplays the ball. That's an error on Ramirez. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Cerrone fields it and throws to first for the out. Knight moves to second. One out. Terry Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach strikes out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Deadman fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horner strikes out. One out. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Harper moves to second. 2 outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-2 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Harper scores. It's 5-4, Mets. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0-for-2 in the game. Hubbard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Braves 4. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Backman. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Backman steals second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hernandez hits a line drive into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Backman moves to third. Steve Shields now pitching. Paul Zuvella now playing second base. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Backman scores. Carter moves to third. It's 6-4, Mets. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Strawberry. The throw from Cerrone and he is safe. Strawberry steals second. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Foster is walked intentionally. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-3 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella hits a fly ball into left field. Foster settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. Washington hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Washington. The throw from Carter and he is out, Santana applying the tag. Two outs. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Braves 4. The Mets will come to bat. Rafael Santana is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santana is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Santana hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Zuvela settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Terry Leach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Leach is 0-for-1 in the game. Leach hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zuvela scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Backman hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horner strikes out. Two outs. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 6, and the Braves 4. The Mets will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Hernandez hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-4, Mets. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter strikes out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Foster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foster is 0-for-1 in the game. With 3 walks. Foster hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 7, and the Braves 4. The Braves will come to bat. Jesse Orozco now pitching. Danny Heap now playing left field. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Carter for a passed ball. Obergefell moves to second. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Cerrone takes first base on ball 4. Brad Kaminsk pinch hits for Steve Shields. Brad Kaminsk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaminsk strikes out. One out. Paul Zuvela is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvela is 0-for-1 in the game. Zuvela hits a fly ball into center field. Dykstra settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Obergefell moves to third. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3 for 3 in the game, with two singles, a triple, and a walk. Washington takes first base on ball 4. Cerrone moves to second. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0 for 4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Ramirez takes first base on ball 4. Obergefell scores. Cerrone moves to third. Washington moves to second. It's 7-5, Mets. Doug Sisk now pitching. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. Murphy hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dykstra. Murphy reaches second base with a double. Cerrone scores. Washington scores. Ramirez goes all the way around to score. It's 8-7, Braves. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Horner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Backman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 8, and the Mets 7. The Mets will come to bat. Bruce Sutter now pitching. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0 for 4 in the game. Knight strikes out. One out. Howard Johnson pinch hits for Rafael Santana. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson moves to third. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 2 for 5 in the game, with two singles. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Johnson scores. Heap moves to second. It's Mets, 8, Braves, 8. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 3 for 5 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ziavella fields it and throws to second for the out. Heap moves to third. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 3 for 5 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 8. The Braves will come to bat. Howard Johnson now playing shortstop. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Harper hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Obergefell for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson misplays the ball. That's an error on Johnson. Albert Hall pinch runs for Rick Cerrone. Chris Chambliss pinch hits for Bruce Sutter. Chris Chambliss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chambliss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 8. The Mets will come to bat. Gerald Perry now playing first base. Bruce Benedict now catching. Terry Forster now pitching. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry takes first base on ball 4. Doug Sisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sisk strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-5 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 8. The Braves will come to bat. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 0-for-2 in the game. Zuvella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and 2 walks. Washington hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Murphy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 8. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykstra strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 8. The Braves will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Sisk fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. Harper hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dykstra. Harper reaches second base with a double. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Obergefell is walked intentionally. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict hits a ball on the ground towards short. Johnson fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 8. The Mets will come to bat. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Forster fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 3-for-6 in the game, with a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ramirez fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 8. The Braves will come to bat. Terry Forster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Forster hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 0-for-3 in the game. Zuvella hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Backman reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and 2 walks. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Braves 8. The Mets will come to bat. Darryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry strikes out. One out. Kelvin Chapman pinch hits for Doug Sisk. Kelvin Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards short. Ramirez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 0-for-6 in the game. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-8, Mets. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Heap for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves 8. The Braves will come to bat. Tom Gorman now pitching. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Murphy strikes out. One out. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. Perry strikes out. 2 outs. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 3-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Harper hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Mets, 10, Braves, 10. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Obergefell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves 10. The Mets will come to bat. Gene Garber now pitching. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 3-for-7 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Dykstra takes first base on ball 4. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 3-for-7 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Backman bunts towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. Dykstra moves to second. 1 out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 4-for-7 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Hernandez is walked intentionally. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Obergefell fields it and throws to second for the out. Dykstra moves to third. 2 outs. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 3-for-5 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves 10. The Braves will come to bat. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-1 in the game. Benedict hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Carter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Gene Garber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garber hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 0-for-4 in the game. Zuvella hits a line drive towards third. Knight reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves 10. The Mets will come to bat. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman hits a fly ball into left field. Harper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Knight hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. 2 outs. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zuvella fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves 10. The Braves will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and 2 walks. Washington hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards first. Hernandez settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-6 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Murphy hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 16, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves 10. The Mets will come to bat. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 3-for-7 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykstra hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 3-for-7 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Garber fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 4-for-7 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Zuvella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 16, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves 10. The Braves will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. Perry hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 4-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Obergefell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-2 in the game. Benedict takes first base on ball 4. Obergefell moves to second. Paul Runge pinch hits for Gene Garber. Paul Runge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runge hits a fly ball into left field. Heap settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 17, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves 10. The Mets will come to bat. Rick Camp now pitching. Paul Runge now playing third base. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 3-for-7 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Daryl Strawberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strawberry is 3-for-6 in the game, with 3 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Strawberry strikes out. 1 out. Tom Gorman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorman is 0-for-1 in the game. Gorman strikes out. 2 outs. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-8 in the game, with 2 singles. Knight hits a ball on the ground towards third. Runge fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 17, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves 10. The Braves will come to bat. John Christensen now playing right field. Paul Zuvella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zuvella is 0-for-5 in the game. Zuvella hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Backman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-6 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and 2 walks. Washington hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Knight settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 2-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-7 in the game, with a double and a walk. he's got 3 RBIs. Murphy hits a fly ball into right field. Christensen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 18, with the score, the Mets 10, and the Braves 10. The Mets will come to bat. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Heap bunts towards the mound. Camp juggles the ball. That's an error on Camp. Johnson moves to third. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 3-for-8 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Dykstra hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Johnson tags and scores. That run is unearned. One out. It's 11-10, Mets. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 3-for-8 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Camp fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 4-for-8 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 18, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Braves 10. The Braves will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-3 in the game. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gorman fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 4-for-8 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Harper for the out. 2 outs. Rick Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camp hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Mets, 11, Braves, 11. Bruce Benedict is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benedict is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Benedict takes first base on ball 4. Paul Runge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Runge is 0-for-1 in the game. Runge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Knight fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 19, with the score, the Mets 11, and the Braves 11. The Mets will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 4-for-8 in the game, with 4 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Christensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christensen bunts in front of the plate. Benedict fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. 1 out. Rusty Staub pinch hits for Tom Gorman. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is walked intentionally. Ray Knight is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knight is 2-for-9 in the game, with 2 singles. Knight hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Murphy. Knight reaches second base with a double. Carter scores. Staub moves to third. It's 12-11, Mets. Howard Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 3-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Johnson is walked intentionally. Danny Heap is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heap is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Heap hits a line drive into right field. Washington picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Washington. Staub scores. Knight scores. Johnson goes all the way around to score. Heap moves to second. It's 15-11, Mets. Lenny Dykstra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dykstra is 3-for-8 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Dykstra hits a fly ball into center field. Murphy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Heap moves to third. 2 outs. Wally Backman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Backman is 3-for-9 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Backman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Heap scores. It's 16-11, Mets. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 4-for-9 in the game, with a single, a double, a triple, a home run, and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Ziavella scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 19, with the score, the Mets 16, and the Braves 11. The Braves will come to bat. Ron Darling now pitching. Paul Ziavella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ziavella is 0-for-6 in the game. Ziavella hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Backman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-7 in the game, with 2 singles, a triple, and 2 walks. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez juggles the ball. That's an error on Hernandez. Washington moves to second. Rafael Ramirez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ramirez is 3-for-8 in the game, with 3 singles and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Ramirez hits a pop-up towards short. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Dale Murphy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Murphy is 1-for-8 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 3 RBIs. Murphy takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perry is 0-for-4 in the game. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to third. Murphy moves to second. Terry Harper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harper is 4-for-9 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Harper hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Washington scores. Murphy scores. Perry moves to third. 2 runs are unearned. It's 16-13, Mets. Rick Camp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Camp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Camp strikes out. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 16, and Atlanta Braves, 13. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.